So we left off with social media. And my, I guess, solution of what I've been thinking about and what I've been hearing around for social media is follow and look at things that will make you happy. In a Marie Kondo way, who talked about tidying up and throwing away things that don't bring you pleasure and happiness, the same thing with Instagram and social media. If you scroll through and there's posts that make you unhappy constantly, that bring you envy, you don't have to follow them. You don't have to keep that constantly in your life because that's not productive. And yeah, try. I don't know. You just need to. It's not easy, but I think it's what we put in our lives that is what's going to come out as well. So I'll let my sister continue about contentment.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm going to be talking a little bit more about contentment. So, and before I jump in, just a quick disclosure. This is a journey. I'm not definitely coming in saying that I am perfectly content. And what I'm hoping is, over the past week, I've done a little research and learned about it and found some things that were good reminders and whatnot. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to share with you this morning about contentment. So what I'm hoping to do is, one, I'll define contentment, talk a little bit of what it is, talk about some lessons from the Bible and what I got from some of the passage readings, and then talk about some practical applications that I found. So just as a reminder, my sister read a definition of contentment, but just so that we have it top of mind, we talk about contentment being an alternative to envy, and it's a form of gratitude and appreciation. Again, if envy is feeling bitter about what one doesn't have and blaming God for it, then contentment is appreciating what one has and being thankful to God for it. So why are we talking about contentment? Obviously the definition makes it sound pretty great. But I'd like to say, first reason is that it's an alternative to envy. As my mom alluded to in her part of the sermon, envy is something that brings a lot of destruction in the life, and contentment is something that can bring joy. So I think that in and of itself is a pretty good reason to look at contentment. A second reason to look at contentment is on my phone. Is the link between contentment and happiness. So if you search Merriam-Webster and you look up for the definition of happiness, what you'll read is happiness is a state of well-being and contentment. So I think that in itself, again, is a good reason to explore the topic of contentment. And finally, contentment is something that is talked a lot about in the Bible. And there's tons and tons of examples of it. And I think that gives us reason to go, okay, well, maybe there's something here that we should be exploring. So, speaking of contentment in the Bible, I'd like to explore one passage, share one passage from Philippians, and it's Paul talking about contentment. And he says, this is Philippians 4, verses 11 through 14. And he says, not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of well-being, of being well-fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In any case, it was kind of you to share my distress. So, this is the story of Paul finding contentment. And I think, when I think about the key lessons from that passage, what comes to me is a story of, the lesson for me is that contentment comes from trust in God. And it's trusting that you are enough. And it's trusting that God will provide, and when you pray and when you ask for stuff, that you will get the information that you need. Jesus is not going to tell you more because it's more than you can necessarily bear. So you have enough for now. And when I think about practical applications in my life, I think most of my life I've had a very clear and straight path. I've been very fortunate in that I've kind of known exactly where I've wanted to go, and I've had a very clear line. knew I was going to, when I was doing an undergrad, I knew I was going to go do an MBA, I was going to go work for Deloitte, I was going to get these skills, get an MBA, and then I was going to go solve the world's problems, and it was going to be great. And then I finished an MBA and got there, and I was like, well, like, I don't know. I don't know anymore what I want to be doing. And so, for me, living in content right now is not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean stop searching and trying to figure things out, but it's a recognition, it's a trust that God will provide, that in doing this process, I don't need to worry about the future and whatnot. But it's a trust in the current situation that I'm in and saying that, look, I'm going to keep doing my day-to-day, and I don't need to worry about all this stuff, but I need to trust that God will provide. And in that, I can find contentment. So, practical applications of contentment. So a lot of people talk about gratitude and gratitude journals. And I think that's the first example of ways that people can find contentment. My mom shared some stories of using a gratitude journal and what that impacted on her. When you have a gratitude journal, people talk about, one, you start off by you have to search for the moments of finding gratitude in your day. So first you have to spend some time thinking. But as it goes on, suddenly those moments come more easily, and you start seeing those moments in your everyday. You're no longer searching for them. And so again, that first example of a gratitude journal is a practical way in which we can start seeing contentment in our day-to-day. Now, journaling can also be used for the next kind of practical application, and it's called being in the now. So personally, I also kind of use this in my life. So while I was in Oxford, I recognized that I pretty quickly found out I felt like I was going through a pretty incredible experience. And I decided, you know, maybe I'll just start writing them down. Every time I go through something that's incredible, that I have an amazing conversation with someone that's really fulfilling, or I go through this crazy experience of singing in a, you know, room that people have been singing for 600 years, I'm just going to write it down. And what my experience was in doing that, I suddenly was able to appreciate and recognize the moments I was in when they were incredible. Right, and I started seeing them in my day-to-day all the time, and it allowed me to truly appreciate the moment I was in, and allowed me to be in the now. Other examples of people being in the now, we can look to a lot of the monks So, for example, in the same podcast that my mom referred to, they give the example of a monk who went to this monastery and was basically punished. And he had to cut, and his punishment was to cut grass with scissors. And at first, he spent the first hour or two of that being complaining and bittering and talking about how stupid this process was. And eventually, he started to realize, started to be in the now. And in doing that, he started to smell the fresh air of the grass and appreciate what it was like to be outside and appreciate the relaxation and started quieting his mind. And in that, was able to find joy in the everyday tasks that he was doing. Ways that we can apply that into our day-to-day, a lot of people talk about through meditation and the ability to kind of quiet that little voice in your head that's when you're doing a day-to-day task that's thinking about what else you can be doing and what you should have done, but just appreciate it right in the now. And if you have thoughts, you know, and if you have, it's the ability to watch them kind of go by and recognize them, but not necessarily go into them. So another application or way of bringing contentment and it kind of speaks to the point that my sister made around social media, but it has to do with investment in community. And where you find joy is in the investment with the people around you. There was an interesting article in the Canadian Mennonite where they talked about, they were referring to another, a number of different things that help bring people contentment. And they mentioned community, and they say it's connections with others that we find a deeply satisfying friendships. We find contentment when we are part of something that is bigger than ourselves. And community provides that sense of well-being. So again, practical application is investments in the friendships and the people that give you strength. And finally, I think the fourth is more of a thought, but it's contentment is a lifelong journey. It is something that is learned. It is an ongoing practice. It's not necessarily something that you can just achieve in a moment, and it's a constant struggle. And it's the ability to not struggle, but it's in different moments you'll be able to find it. And there may be periods of your life where you do that gratitude journal and you find it. And then there's other moments where you may struggle, or you may be doing your gratitude journal. It doesn't mean that you'll always be content. But I think it's a learned behavior that we can work on. So before, I've got two final thoughts. And one of them is from, I thought this was a really interesting quote by an individual called Brother Curtis. Because I think when we talk about contentment, contentment is certainly not just about staying put in a situation or a relationship that is diminishing, abusive, or numbing. So it's not just saying you're fine with what it is. And where your energies clearly must be directed towards change or intervention. Contentment is about being thankful everywhere and in every way you possibly can for the hugely challenging and utterly amazing gift of life that God has shared with you. Contentment is not one more thing to do. The way to contentment is found in surrender to God, in embracing the life God has entrusted in you. You need not go far to discover the grace of contentment. Come home. Contentment is within your reach, waiting to be claimed. That's my thoughts on contentment.